In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today we commemorate the holy myrrh bearers, those women that had been at Golgotha and had seen everything that had happened there. These women are, among other things to us, icons of faithfulness. And you know, faithfulness is a great virtue. Webster's dictionary defines, some of the definitions given by Webster's dictionary for faithfulness define it thusly: having or showing true and constant support or loyalty. We can certainly say that this was the case under the most adverse circumstances imaginable, that these women, these faithful women, did what they could do in showing their love and their devotion and their service to our Savior. And so when we look at their lives, we are inspired. We're inspired, and we're reminded, and are admonished even by their example to ourselves be faithful, to be faithful to Christ, no matter what. I mean, we must remember the circumstances, you know, in which their faithfulness was put on display could not have been darker. You can imagine. You don't believe for a minute they didn't have fear. I'm sure they had fear that was unimaginable to you and me. But the love they had for Christ was superior to that fear. And this can be the case in our life. It must be. Each of us is called to this. There's some disagreement among some of the fathers as to whether or not Mary, the mother of James and Joseph, was the Virgin Mary. We don't really know. I don't have a professional opinion on it myself. I'm not a scholar. I don't know. But we do know that all of these women were there to the very end, when the apostles were, except for John, nowhere to be found. Let me read from St. John Chrysostom's his account of this in one of his homilies. Mark how great the women's assiduity. They had followed him, ministering to him, and were present even to the time of the dangers. This is why they also saw all, how he cried, how he gave up the ghost, how the rocks were rent, and all the rest. These women were the first to see Jesus, and the sex that was most condemned first enjoys the sight of the blessings. This sex shows its courage the most. And when the disciples had fled, these were present. Joseph, who had been concealing his discipleship of late, now became very bold after the death of Christ. He was by no means an obscure person, but one of the council. He exposed himself to death, taking great enmity upon him from all by his affection for Jesus. Do you see the women's courage? Do you see their affection? Do you see their noble spirit in matters of money? Their noble spirit even unto death? Let the men imitate the women. Let us not forsake Jesus in temptation. But we neither feed him when hungry nor clothe him when naked. But seeing him go begging, we pass him by. And yet if we saw him in fact, everyone would strip himself of all of his goods. We certainly would have to throw Joseph into the category of faithfulness. In his own way, a very specific way in which his love for Christ was manifested, but taking care of the body of our Lord. Perseverance is a kissing cousin, as it were, to faithfulness. The journey we're on is a long journey. our life, the road to the kingdom of God is a long road. It's not an easy road. We are never alone on that road. He is always faithful. As the scriptures tell us, if we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. He is always faithful to us. May we in the days and years to come learn to reciprocate that faithfulness in every way that presents itself in our lives, the circumstances of our lives, being faithful to what he has called us to do. We were not called to be holy myrrh bearers, but we do, each and every one of us, have a calling to draw near to God. It's not necessarily some magnanimous calling to go build some monument or accomplish some great thing. No, for most of us, it's quite enough just to learn the virtues of God and to embrace those things and to let those things take up residence in us, because he takes up residence in us. Just to open the door of our heart to his grace and to his mercy. We have to stay focused. And that certainly is one aspect of this virtue of faithfulness. Staying focused, not being distracted, not allowing other things to steal our attention and the things, our affections, the things that we love. We have to constantly remind ourselves. We're in the Paschal season. Pascha is behind us. Pascha itself is behind us. The Paschal season continues. There's always an inevitable letdown. We've worked hard throughout the 40 days of the fast. We've had all of these services. We've had these opportunities for repentance and confession, to draw near to God. And, you know, the temptation is to just kind of relax. And we do have to get our batteries recharged. There's nothing wrong with that. But we do have to realize that he wants us to go to the next level. He wants us to take what he has given us, what he has shown us during this journey that we just completed in Lent and Holy Week, to take that so that that becomes part of us. And that is what will feed our faithfulness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.